Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
Yeah, I have a question on some trendy fraud charges that showed up on my credit card.
Alrighty. May I start out by getting a zip code to see if I can locate that account for you?
Okay, zip code is 19460.
I do thank you for that. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Norman Vutz, V as in Victor, UTZ.
Alrighty, give me one second, sir, and let me just see if I can locate this account associated with you. I am. Oh, I finally found you. For security purposes, sir, could you please verify your address for me?
630 Country Club Road, Phoenixville, Pennsylvania.
Alrighty, give me one second while this account opens up. Alrighty, sir, and I was able to locate an account associated with you. I do see back on, it seems like May the 6th, you paid $5.74, and that was the shipping and handling to receive a pulse oximeter. That item, go ahead.
Okay.
Yes, that item itself, it was a welcoming gift to becoming a part of what we call the Factory Direct Savings Store, which happens to be an online gadget store. And in the terms and conditions, it does advise you that you would be billed 48 hours later that membership fee for becoming a part of that Factory Direct Savings Store.
Well, I had no intention of becoming any part of any Factory Direct Savings Store. The charge on May 6th, that's legitimate.
Yes, sir. But I will be more than happy to go ahead and get you canceled out of this, sir, if you'd like.
Yeah, you cancel me totally out of that. I
Well,
appreciate that.
alrighty, sir. Well, it does seem like you have already been canceled out of this. You called in May, and they completely canceled you out of this, and they refunded you. They submitted a refund of $20.19. So you have already been canceled from this.
I am showing still a May 10th purchase of $67.32.
Well, you called in on May the 26th. That's when you were canceled. That's the reason you're still seeing that. But you were canceled out of it, and they did do a 35% refund of that charge, which was $20.19, and they refunded that back to your account. So you're not being billed anymore.
So the $20.19 was supposed to offset the $67.32. I didn't understand that much of it.
Yeah, well, they offered you a refund of a partial refund of the what you were billed $67.32, and I do see that the refund that you agreed to was $20.19. So that's what they refunded back to your account.
Have nothing on my account now?
No, sir. That account is completely closed. They can't bill you any further to that. You've been closed ever since May the 26th.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear that. I guess I was looking for some sort of paper confirmation of all of this, but
no, sir. You're closed.
okay. Well, thank you for the clarification.
Oh, no problem. I thank you for calling customer service. And if you're a father, I please have a happy Father's Day.
Will do. Thank you much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.